So there's a practice that can support us when things get difficult, when we're encountering emotions which are challenging, and it's called RAIN. So RAIN is an acronym, and it involves four steps. The first step is that of recognizing the difficult emotion. The second step is accepting that it's here. The third step is investigating, looking into it. And then the fourth step is to nurture, so to care for ourselves and to care for that difficult emotion. So usually when we encounter a difficult or painful emotion, we suppress them, we avoid them, we pretend they aren't there, or on the other extreme, we vent them. We let them run the show and take over our actions. And neither of these two extremes helps us to transform these emotions. So RAIN, this mindfulness practice we're about to do together, is a middle way. It's a third option that actually leads us to transformation and peace. So I'm going to ask you to bring to mind a situation in which you've experienced a painful emotion. It could be recently, but it could also be something that you struggle with kind of consistently. That's like a pattern for you in life. So maybe it's anger or jealousy or sadness, confusion, fear, anxiety, impatience, or a feeling of being left out or of judging yourself. And generally, we want to start with a milder or more medium difficulty. So if you think of this on a scale of 1 to 10, then maybe choosing something from like 1 to 6. So don't choose the most difficult thing, because we don't want to feel overwhelmed. We just want to go step by step, especially if this is new for you. So finding a posture now that feels supportive for you for the next few minutes, where you can be present for yourself and your experience, and letting yourself get as comfortable as you can, but also kind of maintaining a posture that invites this kind of alertness and awakeness. Maybe just getting a sense of your body as you settle into this position. Noticing the places of contact that your body's making with whatever you're connected to. Letting your body release its weight into these places of support. And if it helps, to begin with, maybe taking a few deeper breaths. So just giving yourself time to take two or three deeper breaths. And perhaps just releasing a little bit more with each out breath. And then just letting your breath return to its own natural rhythm. And then letting the situation or this difficulty now come to mind. And, you know, even a feeling of numbness can be a difficult emotion to work with. So it doesn't have to be something very dramatic. It could just be the sense of not really feeling much. And as you bring this difficulty to mind, recognizing what's here. So acknowledging the thoughts, the feelings, the behaviors that are affecting you. And you could do this with a kind of quiet inner whisper. So just noting what you're most aware of. You know, maybe you could name it if you know its name. Okay, there's anger here. Or sadness here. Or fear here. Or if you're not quite sure exactly what it is, then just we can simply notice, ouch, you know, I feel this. This hurts. This feels bad. So you don't have to have a name for it if it's not clear. Just recognizing that something's not okay. And that's the first step. Recognizing what's here. And it does take some courage to do this because it can be much easier to turn away from it. So we want to be appreciative of even the small steps that we make towards what's difficult in us. So recognizing what's here. And once you have a sense of what this emotion is, allowing the experience to be here. Just as it is. So this is the second step, bringing attention to the nature of this difficult experience and allowing it. Letting the thoughts, the emotions, feelings, sensations that you've recognized simply be here without trying to fix, without trying to avoid. And if it's useful, you could mentally whisper to yourself, it's okay that it's here. I accept this. I won't push it away. I'll give it some space to be here. Or what other words kind of work for you? And sometimes you may even find just slightly leaning back, you know, if you're in a seated position, can offer a bit more room for this experience just to be here. And letting it know it's okay, you belong. Just finding the words that feel right for you. It's okay, I can be with this. So this allowing, which gives more space, just gives a pause and allows us to be a little bit more intimate with our experience, with this part of us that's in pain. So now we can move on to the third step, which is investigate. So we can call on our natural curiosity, this desire that each of us has to really know the truth about something. And directing a more focused attention to this present experience. And when we're caught up in an emotion, it can really color our view. But as we approach it in this way, it kind of begins to calm down and we begin to see. Oh, right. So we can understand more what's going on. We might ask ourselves things like, what most wants attention here? experiencing this in my body. What am I believing? What's beneath this emotion? What does this vulnerable place most want or need? And just listening, sort of see what's being revealed. And then we turn to nurture, which is the last of our four steps. And we nurture ourselves now with self-compassion. So self-compassion arises naturally whenever we recognize that we're suffering. And then we offer some kind of gesture of care that might answer this need, or to soften and to open. You know, it could be some words that you say to yourself. I care about you. I'm here for you. Or it's not your fault. Or you're okay, just as you are. Or in addition to words or instead of words, you might find it helpful to just gently place a hand on your chest or your cheek or some other part of your body that feels supportive, and feeling the warmth of your own soothing touch. Or perhaps you might imagine being embraced by a kind of supportive, warm, caring light. And if this part feels hard to do for yourself, then perhaps imagining someone that you feel is a caring being. So that could be a friend or a family member or a pet. And imagine their love spreading into you and embracing you. So now, as you complete these four steps, just checking in and noticing the quality of your own presence now, this very tender expression of awareness, and also appreciating yourself for being present with yourself in this way, because it's not easy to do. And every time we do this practice, whatever strong emotion we're practicing with, it begins to have a weaker hold on us, and we become more and more free and less reactive in our lives. We're still experiencing strong emotions, but we're able to be with them and not to be ruled by them. So I encourage you to run through these four steps of RAIN: recognize, allow, investigate, and nurture. when you encounter some difficulty in your everyday life, and see what it might offer you. Thank you.